Verse 14. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. After connecting them to one another with greetings and kisses, he concludes his speech with prayer, carefully drawing them closer to God. Where are those who argue that the Holy Spirit is not of the same substance because he is not mentioned in the beginnings of the epistles? Because behold, he is now grouped with the Father and Son. Furthermore, one could note that when writing to the Colossians and saying, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father," he omitted the Son and did not add, as he does in all his letters, "and from the Lord Jesus Christ." So is the Son not of the same substance because of this? These arguments are utterly foolish. In fact, this very thing particularly shows him to be of the same substance that Paul uses the expression indiscriminately. And what's said here is not a conjecture. Listen to how he mentions the Son and Spirit, yet doesn't mention the Father. For writing to the Corinthians, he says, "But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of our God." What then, tell me? Weren't these individuals baptized into the Father? If not, then surely they weren't washed or sanctified. But if they did baptize them, then certainly they also did. Why then did he not say, "You are washed in the name of the Father"? Simply because it didn't matter to him whether he mentioned one person at one time or another, and you can see this practice in many parts of the letters. For example, writing to the Romans, he says, "I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God," although those mercies are from the Son, and "I beseech you by the love of the Spirit," although love is from the Father. Why then did he not mention the Son in the mercies, nor the Father in the love? Because these are things clearly understood and acknowledged, he didn't need to specify them. He can also be found to interchange the gifts themselves. For having said here, "the grace of Christ and the love of God and the Father and the communion of the Holy Ghost," he later talks of the communion of the Son and of the love of the Spirit. "For I beseech you," he says, "by the love of the Spirit." And in his letter to the Corinthians, "God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son." Thus, the aspects of the Trinity are inseparable, and the communion attributed to the Spirit is found with the Son, and the grace attributed to the Son is also of the Father and of the Holy Spirit, for "grace be to you from God the Father." And in another place, having listed many forms of it, he added, "But all these works the one and the same Spirit, apportioning to each one individually as he will." I'm saying these things not to mix up the persons, but acknowledging both the individuality and distinctness of these and the unity of the substance.